You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy Tuesday. We are doing things. Lots of things. I know, I'm not elaborating at all. Anyway, Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I am your man on the ground, Isaiah Hull, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. Was on the ground today. We talked to three players, Luke Shoemaker, Donovan Jeter, and Daxton Hill. Really, I only have takeaways from Donovan Jeter, so we're going to get into that. We'll see where the rest of the show takes us. But before we get into any of that, if you have fantasy football questions you need to answer before your draft, well, then don't miss Locked On Fantasy Live on Wednesday, August 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern, streaming on the Locked On NFL YouTube page. Subscribe now so you don't miss it. Our stable of fantasy experts will answer your questions live, or you can submit them ahead of time to at Locked On Network. I keep on including the definite article, at Locked On Network on Twitter. Don't know what my deal is by putting "thes" in this particular thing that I'm supposed to say. Anyway, first things first, before we get to my Donovan Jeter reactions, of course, he had two big things that I think are worth kind of getting into, and they're both in the same vein. But first, before we get to that, and what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and play you what he said. Then you can go from we can go from there. But I do want to say that we are confirmed now with that special guest doing a preview show for the games every week. Hopefully it will be live video for week one. Should definitely be week two. And also we will have him on Wolverine's Wire for a breakdown show like I used to have with Devin Gardner. So I think that's going to be awesome, really. And you are too. All right, without further ado, let's listen to Donovan Jeter. Let's hear the important stuff that he had to say, the stuff that I want to tackle. We'll listen to that, and we'll break down the 2 points of essentially I wrote two articles from this one conversation. So we'll get to that right now.
He was also saying about how you've really stepped up this camp and playing really, really well. How do you feel about what you've been able to do so far?
What was the last
one? How do you feel like you've been able to do so far?
I've been alright. I mean, the compliments from coach is always nice, but like, dude, I've been getting compliments since like 2019. So I mean, it's the biggest part is now just going the week in, week out in the season, man. So, but again, it's always nice to get a compliment from the head coach. But I don't want to say this doesn't mean that comes off wrong. I really just got to go out and show it on Saturdays and then the big ups.
What's keeping you maybe from showing it on Saturdays?
I personally think it's my technique's been like a little bit inconsistent. I mean, there's plays where like my techniques are good, and I'm handling my business. And then there, my technique, and there's plays where my technique isn't where it should be, and I become like a very average D lineman. So it's how I told him, like, the biggest emphasis for me, and I think the whole D-line this year, this offseason, was technique consistently going in. So that's what separates an elite and good D-lineman. Anybody can, go in there, have one good play, and then have one bad play, and just keep it consistent. But I think man, if we're all consistent, like myself and the entire D-line is consistent, I think it'll be a good year up front.
Don't compliments motivate you at all, or do you not need those?
Not really. I mean, it's like I said, it's nice to have them, but it's like Coach Nua, he actually just, I think today he was talking about how compliments are probably one of the worst things that can happen for you if you want to like be an elite, successful player. Like I feel like some people take compliments and they give a place and like, oh, I did good, right? And it's like, I'd rather coming from like, and from since I was a kid, really started with my dad. Like, he, don't get me wrong, he'd give me compliments, but like, hey, let's work on this, let's work on that, let's keep working on things and not like rest on your laurels. So I mean, again, like I like compliments. Don't get me wrong, but it's just like they can be blinding sometimes.
Do you feel like you've been able to
do you think your teammates have adopted that mindset this year? I mean, versus maybe in years past?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you think that your teammates have adopted the same mindset this year versus years past? And,
I think we have. I think the offense and defense, we're not going to be complacent this year. I think after the Minnesota game, we were feeling ourselves a little too much. And that, like all the praise on social media and from wherever else, I think I would say took our foot off the gas, like we weren't preparing hard, but we kind of just, like I said, we started feeling ourselves a little too much. And like in college football, you can't do that. It don't matter who you play. You can play an Owen, whatever team, you can play the best team. You got to go in there with the mindset like, yo, same mindset every day, attack, and want to get better. I think compliments it's like a double-edged sword sometimes.
Is that something the program's leadership has kind of emphasized to the younger teammates? I mean, is that something that the program's leadership, like you and maybe some of the older veteran players have communicated
definitely.
To the younger people that maybe, you need to kind of ignore that kind of stuff?
We haven't been getting that many compliments last year, so I can't. It wasn't a compliment filled year last year. But I think we just preach this, man. I mean, everybody around the country saying, just get 1% better every day, man. Don't rest on what you did yesterday or what you did last year or whatever. It don't matter. Like, when you go to sleep and you wake up, what you did yesterday does not matter. Like, it doesn't matter if you had a great day or you had a terrible day. It doesn't matter. Like, you can't go back and change. You can't go back and fix it. So, like, I think we all just been preaching, man. Like, just every day find something to get better, or find one way to get close, a step closer to getting to where we want to get to.
Isaiah,
some of you guys reacted on Twitter yesterday when you weren't in the top 25. What's your thoughts about not being in the preseason?
We sound good, I bet. Like, we ain't I ain't gonna get up here like, oh yeah, we're all fired up about it. We know what the deal is in the building, like. We don't care about no rankings. We don't care about what y'all say on social media. We don't care about none of that. We care about getting better every day and being a physical, efficient defense.
Okay, so sorry if that was difficult to hear. Did my best there with what limited audio. You think with all those years of being in a band, I'd be able to do the audio engineering thing, but nope, I suck at it. I suck at dialing in my own guitar tone, and I always have. Anyway, that was, I think, the most important stuff. Honestly, when it came to Daxton Hill, I kind of tuned out a bit because we were outside, as you could hear, and my phone, as well as a lot of other journalist phones that were out there, our phones kept on overheating. So I was less listening, not to mention Dax is very soft-spoken, so I couldn't really hear what he had to say. Anyway. So it's not like, oh yeah, I just stopped paying attention. It's like the lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. I was comfortably numb. Anyway, that was ridiculous. RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been online serving auto parts customers for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique. It's remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle. Choose the brands, the specifications, and the prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and they are the same for professionals as well as for do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now. You see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Now, did you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You do not stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. So you are in total control. Stat Hero is DFS the way it was meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, sign up for free right now, and you can get 3 times back on your first play. They're giving you 300% match. That's unheard of. So go to stathero.com/lockedon, stathero.com/lockedon. I don't know if you can hear Zuri panting in the background here, but she just jumped up and is going, apparently just going crazy right now. That's for Jimmy Whitner out there, who always says we need more, you need more Zuri in his life. So she's here. She's just crazy, doing crazy things. So really excited, by the way, just to get this studio going here, which I've got a lot of the stuff. I'm using the new boom arm now, which will get mounted into the desk. I know y'all don't want to necessarily hear about this, but hopefully a lot of you will see it when we launch on YouTube. Again, we are going to still, if you listen on Spotify or Apple or what, you know, Google, whatever you use, you'll still be able to use that if you want, but you could also do YouTube and see the action happening while it's happening. And that includes the special guest one. I almost ruined it. I almost said the name. Anyway. All right, so let's get to this Donovan Jeter stuff. So there's two things. Let's tackle the first one first, the one that I wrote first, which was about the personal responsibility. The answer to my question, where he talks about, listen, I am sick of the hype that surrounds me every year as much as the fans are. I'm just waiting to see, because this is the type of thing that would happen. I'm just waiting to see a fan, you know, fans being, you know, still saying, hey, talk less and do more, man. That's still talking. You're still talking. You have to admit, if you're a fan, that's got to be at least great to see, in the sense of, especially if you come from that bent of do more, say less, which y'all know how much that irks me, because those were T-shirts for a basketball team that did a lot, but also said a lot, you know? I just think that for someone in Donovan Jeter's position, because he's the one I feel that gets singled out more than anybody when it comes to the fall camp Heismans, essentially. The guys that are just always every year fall camp, it's like, oh, no, of course Donovan Jeter's having his best camp. Of course he is. Why wouldn't he be? He has his best camp every year. And yet we don't see it on the field. It's got to feel really good, at least knowing that he knows that, right? That he's like just as sick of it as you are. No, and I mean, honestly, probably more, you know? No one wants this more than Donovan Jeter, in the sense of he's the guy actually like getting up for lifts and putting in the work. He's the guy that everyone always says, like, hey, you know, it's your time to turn up. And we've seen it a little bit. We saw it a little bit against Minnesota. We saw it in the spring game of 2017, all the way back when. So just the fact that he has had those moments at this point where he knows, like, all right, potential's there. I'm clearly not being consistent enough. It was great to see that acknowledgement, right? Because I feel like there's constantly so much obfuscation. It's not just Michigan, but Michigan certainly does it, right? Like, when it comes to media type stuff, there's just going to be a lot of times you're just not going to get a lot of honesty, you know? So it's I think it's great when you get a situation where it's like, hey, you're getting a lot of really good honesty. And the thing about this Donovan Jeter interview, and I was just talking to some colleagues beforehand, right before this these interviews, and I was saying the thing I've said right here on the show a bunch of times. There aren't it's not like it was in 2016 where there was like 10 guys that it's like, oh yes, we're getting this, you know, this guy. We didn't know who we were getting in advance, but I can firmly say now that Donovan Jeter belongs in the must-see TV category when it comes to the interviews. Now, it will escalate significantly more if he goes out and has like an incredible season. I'm not going to predict he's going to have a Mo Hurst type season, because that's That's a lofty comparison. But if he does, then, because I think that's the thing, being outspoken plus the production, right? Because you can't be outspoken without the production. The thing is, 2016, even 2015, Drake Johnson, I mean, he didn't have like crazy production. I mean, that was a wild interview. Every time, like Drake Johnson clearly practiced things that he wanted to say that were completely outlandish and crazy. But whenever we got Drake Johnson, he was crazy. In a good way. And I see him walking around the streets every now and again, and here in Ann Arbor. Passed in Missouri about 3-4 months ago, and I really just want to stop him and ask him about that, but just kind of leaving him be. I don't know if he remembers who I am at all, but nonetheless, okay, I'm digressing. This attitude from Donovan Jeter is exactly what you want from Michigan. It's exactly what you want from all of these guys. So it's at least good that you're hearing it from Jeter. It's not like we haven't had a lot of players yet, because we had a couple on Zoom last week. Today we had the three. So we've had six now total in fall camp. But it's to me, it's a breath of fresh air in the sense of, I'm not talking like, I feel like very much like whenever you say the, you know, breath of fresh air, such a 90s cliche. Like I think of the Father of the Bride movies for some reason. But I mean, that's what it feels like when you have someone being that honest as Donovan Jeter was, especially about his contribution, what he needs to do, what he feels like he needs to do. It's not just hope. It's not just the team in a sense. I mean, like he's just being honest in the sense of, listen, I know I've got to be better. I'm told constantly how good I am, and it's just not living up to that hype. And on top of that, you know, the one thing that I thought of is the Bo Schembechler quote when he talked about compliments, which you heard, that someone gives you a compliment, kick them in the shins. That's what I thought of when he talked about compliments. It's a good mentality. All right, we're going to move on. We've got one more thing to talk about from the Donovan Jeter interview. But first, betonline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over. See, I'm reading my old script, even though I'm in auto mode. Football might be over from last year, but it's almost back this year. Woo! It's hot out today. BetOnline also covers award shows, TV shows, reality TV, with real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, the scores, and the odds. It's the best way to place your bets. And guess what? It is free to sign up. So head over to betonline.ag. Sign up today. Use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right. So this is worth noting, by the way. I don't have a Built Bar read today, but it's very much worth noting that I got a text and an email from them about a sale. So if you've bought from Built Bar before, go use that sale. The boxes are like $8 off, and then you can still use promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off. So I'm glad I forgot to buy that box of peanut butter brownie, because I just bought one for $25 shipped. So just a little friendly heads up for you Built Bar fans. All right. So the other and crucial piece of the Donovan Jeter stuff, obviously, is the stuff about, you know, we were feeling ourselves too much coming out of the Minnesota game. Listen, that could be a crucial component. You know, and like you said, okay, it wasn't like we weren't preparing, we weren't trying, you know, hard or whatever. That has been an issue for Michigan for a long time, overconfidence. But what he said confirms what I've felt was probably the case in a big way. And once they lost to Michigan State, I mean, it just they let one loss turn into two. Problem is Indiana was going to be a lot better than Michigan State, but it just didn't seem like Michigan was feeling it. Like, they were feeling themselves so much that they weren't feeling it by the time they got to some of those other games. Gave up, essentially. Like, yeah, Donovan didn't say that. They're not going to say that. One thing, and I don't think I have the audio because, like I said, for Daxton Hill, my phone was overheating. It started during Donovan Jeter, and I basically got like 6 30-second videos in which I couldn't hear what he was saying anyway. But Daxton Hill talked a little bit about, like, was asked about Don Brown and some of that, you know, how did you feel about moving on? He was asked about the vast array of coaches that he's had to play for, consider, you know, between coordinators, position coaches. I think some extras were mentioned, but I mean, you figure he came in 2019, so he came under Chris Partridge and Don Brown. Chris Partridge was gone, and then Bob Shoup comes in. He plays for Bob Shoup, and then he's gone, and A'shaun Larkins, and then now that he's the director of recruiting, and then they bring in Mike McDonald to replace Don Brown, and then they bring, you know, they start off by having George Hilo coaching the safeties, and then right before the spring ball, they switched to Ron Bellamy, and he's also got Steve, well, then he also had Maurice Linguist, and then he's gone, and then Steve Klinkscale, so he had a lot. But I think one of the interesting things that kind of came from what Daxton Hill said is it's just kind of like this admission, it seemed. And again, I'd have to get a hold of the audio at some point, but just to, you know, essentially confirm what I'm pretty sure I heard, it was just kind of like this, the situation under Mike McDonald just seems like it's better for a player like him. That's just kind of what I got from it. Like, he wasn't bad-mouthing Don Brown, but it just kind of was like, I think he even said, like, I'm not going to bad-mouth Don Brown, but, you know, this is a better situation for me. Anyway, back to the point with Donovan Jeter and what he was saying. I think the best part, and you heard it in segment one when you heard from Donovan Jeter, just this, you know, and nobody's complimenting us, right? Like, I think that that's good that they know that, right? They know, like, they understand why they're not ranked. They know that they don't deserve it. That can be a really big factor for Michigan in the sense of we haven't seen shoulder chip Michigan since really 2016. That team kind of played with the chip on its shoulder. Like, you know, it'd be like ranked number three and they'd be like, nobody believes in us. You know what I mean? So what I think is going to be really interesting is to see if this team follows suit. I do want to bring up one thing that's superfluous that I think is worth mentioning. And this is from Steve Deese at Michigan Podcast. Let's see, where do I have it here? Over the last 53 years, Michigan has failed to make the preseason AP poll 9 times. 2021 is the 10th. Those seasons, they averaged 7.4 wins. Keep in mind, 11-game schedules didn't start until 1971. So 53 years going back, we're looking at, what, 19... I can't do math, people. And you're looking at like 1967, 68, depending on. 5 of those seasons, they finished 12th or better in the AP poll. 5 of 9. So, and then he mentions the other 4 seasons, 2014, Hoke was fired, and then the 3 seasons under Rich Rod. Every other year that Michigan started in the preseason AP poll, aside from Hoke's last year and all 3 Rich Rod years, Michigan finished 12th or better. So, anyway, I think that's really interesting. Could shoulder chip Michigan be daunting? I think that that could happen. It seems like they have the right attitude. They understand that things have to be earned and not given. And I don't think that has always been the case for some of these Michigan teams. Michigan always had, like, I don't know how many of you were fans of the 2003, 2004 Detroit Pistons and forward. My best friend and I have long had a joke. We still use it, not as much. But, like, after the Pistons won the championship, there were a lot of times where they just seemed like they were coasting. And our joke was, like, you know, like the Red Wings would be in the Stanley Cup playoffs and be halftime, and they're like, "Oh, we have a speech here by Chauncey Billups and Rasheed Wallace, and you know the rest of your Detroit Pistons, and they let's boast up in some champagne, y'all. You guys already won the championship, you know, because that's kind of what they played like. I mean." Obviously one of the best teams in the NBA in that time frame. But they didn't play with the same type of edge all the time the way they did in 2004, I don't feel. Like, yeah, maybe through a lot of 2005, but things happened the way they happened, and it was what it was. But I kind of feel like Michigan sometimes has that mentality, right? Let's boast open the champagne. We're already champions, you know? It's right in our fight song, Champions of the West, Go Blue. I feel like that is the type of thing that happens with this team. So the fact that they got humbled a little bit, the fact that they have the prescience to recognize it openly the way Donovan Jeter just did, is to me a beautiful sign. We'll just see if it all comes full circle. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, with something. Again, we're not yet in the point where we have a schedule as far as things to talk about. That's going to change in a matter of weeks. I believe in about 2 weeks, right? We'll have a schedule pretty much every day. Anyway, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. Again, stumbling. Time to end the podcast, so peace.